I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is Vishnu, lying in the ocean of milk. That Kirodaka Sai Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities and the maintainer of all universes. Seshanaga is his further subpart of Narayana. Among these planets are seven oceans. There in part of the ocean of milk lies Svetadipa, the abode of the sustainer, Lord Vishnu. In the Siddhanta Siromani, an astrological text, the different oceans are described as follows. Number one, the ocean of salt. Number two, the ocean of milk. Number three, the ocean of curd. Number four, the ocean of clarified butter. Number five, the ocean of sugarcane juice. Number six, the ocean of liquor. And number seven, the ocean of sweet water. On the southern side of the ocean of salt is the ocean of milk, where Lord Kirodaka Sai Vishnu resides. He is worshipped there by demigods like Brahma. Translation: he is the super soul of all living entities. He maintains this material world and he is its Lord. Bhagavatamrita gives the following description of the Vishnu Loka within this universe, quoted from Vishnu Dharmottara. Above Rudra Loka, the planet of Lord Shiva, is the planet called Vishnu Loka. 4 lakh miles in circumference, which is inaccessible for any mortal living being. Above that, Vishnu Loka, and east of the Sumeru hill, is a golden island called Mahavishnu Loka in the ocean of salt. Lord Brahma and other demigods sometimes go there to meet Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu lies there with the goddess of Fortune, and it is said that during the 4 months of the rainy season, he enjoys sleeping on the Seshanaga bed. East of Sumeru is the ocean of milk, in which there is a white city on a white island where the Lord can be seen sitting with his consort Lakmiji on a throne of Sesha. That feature of Vishnu also enjoys sleeping during the 4 months of the rainy season. The Svetadipa in the milk ocean is situated just south of the ocean of salt. It is calculated that area of Svetadipa is 2 lakh square miles. This transcendentally beautiful island described with the desire known. This transcendentally beautiful island is decorated with the desire trees to please Lord Vishnu and his consort. There are references to Svetadipa in Brahmanda Purana, Vishnu Purana, Mahabharata and Padma Purana. And there is the following reference in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Svetadipa patau chitam suddhe dharma maye mayi dharayam svetanam jati sadurmi rahito naraha. My dear Uddhava, you may know that my transcendental form of Vishnu in Shweta Deepa is identical with me in divinity. Anyone who places this Lord of Shweta Deepa within his heart can surpass the banks of six material tribulations. Hunger, thirst, birth, death, lamentation and illusion. Thus one can attain his original transcendental form. Yāpurāya mūrparamārādhya gurudev, Śrī śrīmadeśi bhaktivedanta swami jo bhāśya deicanti, tār odiya anubhāda kvāhuci. Here, Śrīla Kaviraj Goswami gives a description of that Nityananda Ram, who is Balaram, and who is the source of all incarnations. The material planets rest within the stem that grew from the lotus navel of Lord Narayana. That description has been given. A lotus grows from the navel of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu with stem. In that stem there are 14 planetary systems. And also here it is said, in that stream there are 7 oceans. And within those, among those 7 oceans, there is an ocean called Ocean of Milk, Dugdha Sagar. There lies a Shweta Deepa. And that is the abode of Lord Vishnu here in this material world. And Prabhupada Maharaj, my revered spiritual master, has given how there are 7 oceans. The ocean of salt, ocean of milk, ocean of curd, ocean of clarified butter, ocean of sugar cane juice, ocean of liquor, and ocean of sweet water. But we only see and experience the ocean of salt water. We can't see the ocean of milk, ocean of curd, ocean of clarified butter, ocean of sugar cane juice, ocean of liquor, and ocean of sweet water. These water oceans are there. And this is Vedic truth. This was mentioned in Vedas. And those who are acharyas, they say so. And we have to accept it. Because the proof, Vedic proof, is the spotless proof. There are 4 types of proofs mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know that? You don't know? You know? 4 types of proofs. Praman Chatushtaya. You understand? Mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anumana Aitya Pradakhya Shruti Praman. Anuman Praman, Aitya Praman, Pradakhya Praman and Shruti Praman. Praman means proof, evidence. You understand? 4 types of proofs are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anuman means, we can say in English, that one may imagine. You understand? This is imagination. Anuman Praman. Then Aitya Praman, historical evidence. Evidence has been given in history. Historians, the mundane historians, regular. You understand? That's one type of proof. Aitya Praman. And Pratakya Praman. Pratakya means you have experienced, or the person, a person has experienced through his own senses. And very powerful sense is I have seen it, one may say. I have seen it with my own eyes. I must believe it. I cannot disbelieve. pratyaksha pramana. That is known as pratyaksha pramana. And fourth one is shruti pramana, the Vedic proof. Shruti means Veda. And out of these four proofs, this Vedic proof is spotless proof, Vishuddha pramana. There is no mistake in it. But in other three pramanas, three proofs, anuman pramana, pratyaksha pramana, and aitiha, historical evidence, we may find the facts there. And that's a fact. Because every individual has his own imagination, so it cannot be one. It differs person to person. So we can't rely on this anuman pramana. Then aitiha, historical evidences, historical proofs, those proofs are not also perfect. There are defects, there are errors, mistakes also. We see some historians, mundane historians, we say, they come and give some sort of evidence, like certain place had a civilization some 50,000 years ago or like that. Then other group of historians came and they said, no, recently it has been proved that the civilization of that place is 1 lakh years ago, like that. So how is it? How can we rely? Which is correct? So, we cannot rely it. Because the conditioned soul has four defects. What a conditioned soul says or thinks, it is defective. It cannot be perfect. You understand? Therefore, only the Vedic proof, Ved Pramana, is the spotless proof. And we have to accept it. These are the Vedic truths given here. How there are some notions, and how there is Svetadipa, how Vishnu lies there, all these things. Though we cannot see, we cannot imagine, or we cannot conceive of it. However great a person may be here in this material world, a great scientist, a great philosopher, a great learned scholar, pundit, he cannot conceive of it. You understand? This is beyond conception. Though it is beyond conception, still it is a fact. Because it is Vedic truth, Vedic proof, and one must accept it. We also see here and find there are many so-called great learned scholars, pundits, philosophers and scientists. They don't believe in this descriptions of facts given in Vedic scriptures, Puranas. You understand? Mahabharata is a great Purana, Vedic scripture. There is a description of that great battle, Kurukshetra battle. There are two parties, two groups, Kauru party and Pandava party. There is a great battle known as Kurukshetra Yuddha. And Bhagavan Krishna gave his message, Bhagavad Gita, in that battlefield, Arjuna. And Bhagavan Krishna, or the charioteer, was driving the chariot of Arjuna. And in that chariot, he saw the universal form, very great. He gave transcendental eye, Dibya Chakshum Tadami. In Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter, you find to get that spiritual vision or Divya Chakshu transcendental eye to Arjuna to see his universal form. Do you understand? And Arjuna could see how great it is. Arjuna couldn't imagine. Where is its beginning? Where is its end? Unlimited. Very fearful. Isn't it? And there are everything in that form. What you'll see in this universe. And Bhagavan Krishna can manifest such form because he is Bhagavan. He can do and undo things. He can manifest very wonderful. But you cannot conceive. So he is inconceivable. He has inconceivable potency. Through that potency, he can manifest such things. But this scientists or philosophers, historians, they say, no, we cannot believe in it. This cannot be possible. How? We see Kurukshetra here, just a few miles away from Delhi. A very small place. Huh? How is it that in that place, according to description of Mahabharata, so many people were there? A mother, please sit down in good posture. Don't sit like that. I tell you, that's offensive. Krishna Katha and Krishna is non-different. You understand? You are a Vaishnava. Vaishnava, you must understand this thing. There is no difference between Krishna Katha and Krishna. Huh? So if you sit like that will commit offense. How can you sit like that before Krishna, Supreme Lord? No. You should know this thing. Proper posture is there, isn't it? One should sit in a proper posture. That's etiquette. It's lovely. All right, let me be excused. Don't take it up. Otherwise, this for your good benefit, I tell you. Yes, I was telling how the so-called mundane scientists and philosophers, historians, learned scholars, they cannot believe in the description given in Mahabharata about Kurukshetra. This is a such small piece of land. And there's description that Pandavas had 8 Aukshini soldiers. Aukshini, a division of soldiers. 8. And Kaurava had 11 Aukshini soldiers. Besides that, there are so many horses, elephants, chariots, charioteers, servants, so many spectators, so many people. How is it possible that all these people were there in such a small piece of land? Huh? It's quite impossible. This is not a real fact. This is mythology. This is mythology. Imaginative story. They cannot conceive of it. But this is a fact. You see? So, we say, one must accept this Vedic truth. Vedic truth. Shruti Praman, Vedic truth is spotless truth. If you can accept, then there will be no mistake. But the question is raised here. How can a person conceive this thing? It's inconceivable. Therefore, the acharyas, sadhus and shastra, gurus, they say that if someone's heart is not purified, he cannot conceive of it. You understand? It's question of clear conception or pure conception as question of the pure heart. One who can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda Ram and thereby mercy of Gauranga, Nityananda Ram, the manifestation of Nityananda Ram is Gurudev, spiritual master. You understand? In other words, we may say, if someone is fortunate enough to get the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, he can conceive it. Otherwise, it is not possible to conceive all these things. How there is. There is ocean Sara there, the Sweta Deepa is there, Bhagavan Vishnu is lying there, with his eternal counselor Lakshmiji, and Sesanagato. And consider it. Only those people who are devotees or Vaishnavas, who have accepted bona fide spiritual master and under his guidance who are chanting the holy name of the Lord, and thereby making their heart purified, cleansed of all material dust, they can understand it. They can conceive. So, all sastras, sadhus and gurus, they say so, and one has to do it. Therefore, as I just say, that jiva swarup hava krishna nitya das, the jiva is living entity, is an eternal servitor of Krishna, especially when a living entity assumes the body of a human being, he is more fortunate. Because in that form of life, this consciousness is something elevated consciousness. And there is opportunity that one can make his consciousness more blossomed in whatever stage it is. In human form of life it is possible. So, one should not be too much attached to the material objects of enjoyment. One should only be attached to the lotus feet of Krishna or become bhakta. All sadhus and shastras give this instruction. Therefore, when Mahaprabhu came as an acharya, he says, Jivar Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. This is the constitutional position of a jiva, that is eternal servitor of Krishna. So there are teachings of Srimad Mahaprabhu. He has said that. Let me speak in a first Korea, then English. I speak here, quote here from the speech of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, great Vaishnava Acharya. He says, in this material world, many people, most of the people here are conditioned souls and they are attracted towards material enjoyable of sex. There are five types, isn't it? You know? What are they? Those objects of material enjoyment, there are five types. Sabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Sound?
Senses.
Yes. Then sound, touch, or smell, and smell, taste, rasa, five types, isn't it? And all these five types of things, they are giving us blow, you understand, dhakka, blow. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, don't be attached to all these things. He has quoted a verse from Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak. He says, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanan Mukhasya Param Param Jigimishwar Bhavasagarasya Sandarsanam Visayanangatha Joshitancha Hahanta Hanta Visavakyano Yogi Sadhu. He quoted this. That means, this quotation of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami quotes, those who are very eager, very serious to cross over this material ocean, the material existence is compared with ocean, you understand, of Sagar. They should be very, very careful. They should be devotees, pure devotees. They should chant the holy name of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. You understand? Coming under the disciplic succession of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Vaishnava. You understand? If such a person who is very serious to cross over this material existence, this ocean, and was accepted a bona fide spiritual master and doing bhajan, chanting Harinam under his guidance, he should be very, very careful not to see a material person. You understand? He is very much attached to material enjoyment. Visoy darshan, we say visoy. And also he should be very careful not to look at a woman. Sri darshan. If he does like that, it is more dangerous than eating poison. You understand? More dangerous than eating poison. This is a very deep thing. It has deep purpose. You understand? One can understand this thing very well. It is for them, those who are very eager and serious to cross over this material existence, which is like ocean, like an ocean, and who have accepted, or those who have accepted the bona fide Vaishnava Acharya, spiritual master, and are doing bhajan under his guidance. It is for them. You understand? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami says this thing, quoting Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement. You understand? How it is more dangerous to look at a materially intoxicated person or a woman, Josa. It is more dangerous than eating poison. You understand? It has deep purport in it. The one may say, how is it? Shall not we see anybody? Here, most of the people are materially intoxicated persons. How many are there free from this? Viso chariya kove suddho ave mo? Kove amo herava sri vrindavan? We are chanting. Huh? then my heart will be cleansed of this material desires. Then I can see Vrindavan in its real form, isn't it? But here are all the, most of the people, materially intoxicated people, are all bezoids. And there are women also. We should not see all these people, only we'll blindfold, like Gandhari, put on a piece of what? And your eyes become blind. What does it mean? Yeah, that is the purpose. You should not see the outward form of the things. You see inner things. Oh, there is, as this Kaviraj Goswami says, how that Kirodakshai Vishnu is there in the heart of all living entities as Paramatma, Super Soul. So you should know, and you should know, they are all living entities, they are souls, spirit souls, they are not body. And Paramatma is also there, Super Soul is also there. Develop the vision and see them. See the soul and super soul. Do you understand? Those who have accepted this path of devotional service, accepted bona fide spiritual master and doing bhajan under his guidance, very serious person of the material ocean of existence. Do you understand? For them it is said, if in spite of this, one does this, then he's eating poison. He's eating poison. More dangerous than eating poison. How? You can understand, you think it up seriously, how deep the fact is, what it says. And you should develop such a vision. And how is it possible? It's not easy task. It's only possible by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Otherwise, you cannot do. You cannot develop such a vision through other means. This is the end.